Climate change, going green, being environmentally friendly. These are all big issues in the UK right now. But what about other countries? According to Thomas Borg Svendsen, the chief forester at Kloster Forest District in Denmark, the Danes are also taking the issue seriously.
A lot of concern about what is happening to the climate. Actually, quite a few attempts in order to reduce the emission of CO2. We have a biomass action plan where we in the forestry produce a lot of biomass used for heat and energy production, which is CO2 neutral. We have huge effort to use the wind energy, and if you travel along Jutland, you will see windmills in a lot of places. And in general, we have more concern about the energy consumption, both for heating and for transportation. Vehicles using less fuel per kilometer and so on are getting increasingly popular, and the tax policy is actually favoring people trying to reduce the emission of carbon dioxide.
When do you think this change has started to happen? Because in the UK, it's just really been in the last few years. Has it been building for a long time in Denmark, or is it really quite recent?
I think we have been discussing this for quite a long time, but it has been a discussion with pros and cons, and now it's changing. I think that it is considered a fact that the climate is changing, and it's more or less considered a fact that the carbon dioxide emission is a part of this change. And now you are, I think, in general, accepting this and accepting that you have to do something about it.
Now, one of the most famous Danes is Bjørn Lomborg, is actually one of the guys who said all along climate change is hokum, it doesn't actually exist. How has that affected the way in which Danish people have behaved in relation to their climate?
I think that Bjørn Lomborg actually delayed the decisions in some way, because when somebody was interviewed stating that this is a problem, you could always hear Bjørn Lomborg saying the opposite a few days later, but I think this is changing at the moment.
And as individuals, how keen are people to do things like recycling and use energy-saving light bulbs and so on?
I think people are getting much more aware of this, and you have recycling stations everywhere at the office. We do recycling and sorting our rubbish in different groups and use it for the garden or for the waste basket for burning later on.
And how much do you think this change in sort of green activity is also related to the increase in the number of people going out into nature? Are the two things linked, do you think?
I'm quite sure they are. I think you are having a more environmental awareness, and this includes both climate change, carbon dioxide, own behaviour and care for nature.
In the UK, it's also linked in with our health and so on, obviously, you know, reducing pollution and being healthier and things. Are you getting the same kind of links in Denmark?
Yeah, I think this Get Moving campaign is a part of this thing where you actually try to link health and nature. You can say that outdoor education is a part of this as well. And surveys that show that you are getting less stressed, you are getting healthier if you take a walk or a run in the forest. I think that health is a very important part of this.
That's Thomas Borg Svendsen, Chief Forester at the Kloster Forest District in Denmark.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.